Designers, performers and eager audience members are descending on the capital for the return of New Zealand's largest theatrical production. It's the first time since 2019 that the World of Wearable Arts Awards show will be staged following 2 years of COVID cancellations. Our reporter Soumya Barmadi-Party and cameraman Angus Drever went for a look.
The biggest show in Wellington is back, and design finalists from 20 countries are here for the return of the World of Wearable Arts. One of them is Brisbane designer Bethany Caldwell. She spent a year during COVID lockdowns individually cutting and sewing 55,000 scales made from plastic document folders for her entry, Documental.
I kind of had a purpose every day, which really helped those many months that I had out of work. So, yeah, I think my piece was something that really helped my day-to-day kind of process of going through COVID.
This year's finalists were chosen last year before the show had to be cancelled. Bethany says it's been a long road to finally seeing her creation on stage.
Oh, I'm so excited. I think with the extra wait time, it just builds the anticipation even more. Wow is something that I've loved since I was 12 when a family friend introduced me to it. So to kind of have that love for Wow for so many years, I think now to be here finally, it feels like a full circle moment.
Shanta Poe has been performing at Wow for more than a decade, since he was 14 years old. This year, he's dancing, doing aerials, and is one of the headline singers. COVID restrictions have posed unique challenges for live performers. Shan says rehearsals for Wow began online last year.
Like some of the hardest things, dancing would be the delay in the music. And so everyone's kind of dancing at different times. And then it would be like left and right when the choreographer's like, yeah, put your left arm out. And then you're like, your left? And then you still don't know what left is left because everyone's cameras are like, some are flipped and some are facing the right way.
Shan says it was during one of these rehearsals they heard last year's show was cancelled.
We all got a message saying that we couldn't do it, which was heartbreaking. So I think this year everyone is super amped to get on stage and to dance in front of an audience and to have their friends and family there and supporting them. And yeah, it's going to be crazy.
About 60,000 people are expected to attend the show over the next 2 weeks, with about 35,000 of them coming from outside the Wellington region. Officials estimate it brings in about $28 million into Wellington's economy. Show director Malia Johnston has been involved with WOW for more than 20 years. She says this year's show is centred around a female deity character.
The vision is really, for me, about upholding the designs. It's a platform for people's ideas, their differences, their expressions, their diversity.
And while organisers are hinting at a big reveal on Friday, they're staying tight-lipped for now.
How big a surprise?
Pretty big. Yeah, pretty big.
And how excited are you about?
About the surprise? Pretty excited.
Yeah. That's all I can say.
Many in Wellington eagerly anticipating their chance to be wowed.